Okay, let's unpack this. So today we're doing a deep dive into the Western Cape Ecological Infrastructure Investment Framework, the EIIF. And this document is really interesting. It reframes how we think about nature. It's not just, scenery, it's essential infrastructure, investable stuff.
It's a fundamental shift, yeah.
Yeah.
They really lean on this definition from SONDI, the South African National Biodiversity Institute. They define ecological infrastructure, EI, as naturally functioning ecosystems that generate valuable services to people.
Right. So it's like the nature-based version of roads or bridges. We're talking healthy mountain catchments,
Yeah.
rivers, wetlands.
Coastal dunes, too. These aren't just nice to have. They're actually providing critical services.
Exactly. And the sources really stress this point. Investing in this EI, it's like a basic requirement for building an inclusive green economy.
That UN environment definition, right? Improving well-being, reducing environmental risk. It all ties together.
And that well-being, it comes from, well, the document groups it into three big areas. You've got actual products, things like medicinal plants, maybe some foods.
Sure. Then there are the regulatory functions. And this is where, the big value often lies. Flood control, clean water, clean air, keeping soils stable.
Yeah, huge economic value there. And the third category.
Life-fulfilling functions. So think psychological well-being, that sense of place you get from nature, harder to quantify maybe, but still vital.
Okay, so these services are crucial. But this framework didn't just appear out of nowhere. There were threats, right? This EI is under pressure in the Western Cape.
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole driver.
Yes.
The document highlights transformation. That means things like badly sited farms or urban sprawl pushing into natural areas.
Okay.
Then there's land degradation, and a really big one. Invasive alien species, AIS.
Ah, the invasive plants, things that just take over.
Exactly. They choke out the native ecosystems, and critically, they massively increase fire risk. They burn much hotter and faster than the native Finbos vegetation.
Right, creating these huge, uncontrollable wildfires we've seen. Okay, so that's the why. What's the EIF actually for?
Its purpose is pretty clear: guide decision makers. And that's both public and private sector, on where and how to invest money to make this ecological infrastructure more resilient.
Where and how? Got it. And they looked at specific risks.
They did. They analyzed four key ones: water supply security, huge issue there, fire risk, obviously flooding, and then erosion and rangeland degradation.
And based on those risks, they identified investment opportunities, ways to actively fix things.
Yes. Two really stand out. One is controlling those invasive alien species
Yeah.
and reducing the dangerous fuel loads. They have specific plans for different areas, management unit control plans.
Okay, targeted action. What's the other one?
Conservation agriculture. This is super important.
Explain that a bit.
It's about farming practices that protect the soil and water. Things like no-till or minimum tillage planting, keeping cover crops on the fields, rotating crops.
So it stops soil washing away, keeps the land healthy, helps water sink in rather than run off. It supports the whole EI system.
Precisely. It makes the whole landscape more resilient.
Okay, now this is where I found it got really interesting. Moving beyond just good land management into the actual financial side, the framework does something quite radical, defining EI as part of the built environment and infrastructure asset class.
That sounds very technical. Treasury talk.
Yeah.
What does calling nature an asset class actually mean in practice for like a city's budget?
It's a game changer for funding. It means the money usually reserved for, concrete, pipes, power lines, things like municipal infrastructure grants. That money can now legitimately be spent on restoring and maintaining rivers, wetlands, catchments, natural systems.
Ah, okay. So it unlocks existing large infrastructure budgets for nature-based solutions.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical. We've seen green bonds being used for this.
Right. The examples mentioned: City of Johannesburg, are 1.5 billion, I think, and Cape Town are 1 billion.
Yeah. But get this, the really clever part is how they plan to pay back that debt.
Right.
It's not just about potential revenue from the EI, like maybe tourism or something. Crucially, it includes the disaster costs avoided.
Wait, say that again. Avoided costs.
Yeah. So if spending money to restore a mountain catchment stops, say, R50 million in flood damage downstream later on, that R50 million saved is treated as a financial return. It helps pay off the bond used for the restoration.
Wow. Okay, that turns things on its head. It makes environmental protection a financially sound, preventative investment, not just a cost.
Exactly. It's fiscally responsible environmentalism. And they're already looking at next steps, developing more of these models. There's a project mentioned in the Kerboom's catchment.
Ah, beautiful area, known for its water.
Right. And they're working on a formal payment for ecosystem services, PES arrangement there. So people downstream potentially paying for upstream conservation work that guarantees their water supply.
That's the cutting edge, these PES schemes.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? I think the main takeaway is this profound shift. Nature isn't just this fragile thing out there we need to protect with donations. It's a vital, investable asset, an asset that can actually help pay for its own upkeep.
A working asset.
Yeah. So here's a thought. If avoiding flood or fire cost can fund restoration in the Western Cape, what natural assets in your own region are currently undervalued? Maybe think about those payment for ecosystem services ideas. Could they unlock funding to protect and restore the natural infrastructure where you live? Something to mull over.